29 minutes to 6 o'clock on this beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning. Let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 13th of Zulhijjah, 1442. We focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verses 10 and 11. In Urdu, we will say very beautifully, Kudrat ka karishma hai. It is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala when we just study, wonder, ponder and reflect at the diverse creation of Almighty Allah, diversity in unity and unity in diversity. And that is today's lesson. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Huwalladhi. He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone is that supreme being that sends down anzala minas samaa'i maa'a, that from the clouds he sends down the rain. And see the rain now in India, see the rain in China, see the rain last week there in Germany. And what can all these countries do? Absolutely nothing about it. So Allah wants, he keeps his rain away, and then the people perish, and there is famine and drought in those areas. And if Almighty Allah wants, then he sends the deluge, the floods. So that is the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah reminds us, Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah, he sends the rain that we require. And Qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah, he sends much, much more than required. And then you just see a trail of devastation. Huwalladhi anzala minas samaa. Samaa normally refers to the skies, but in the Arabic language it means ma fawqa ru'us, whatever is above our heads. Dhikrul mahal wa muradul hal. So yeah, the skies are mentioned, it refers to the clouds. A antum anzaltumuhu min al muzni am nahnu al munzilun. Are you sending down the rain from the clouds, or are we sending it down? So any person who knows the Quran Sharif will understand that. So ma allakum, for your benefit, O human being, O creation. Now when it rains, do you know the dua while it's raining? And after it rains, learn all these simple du'as, O Muslim, O Muslimah. So ask Allah always for beneficial rain. And what must we say? Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a. O Almighty Allah, that give us, grant us such beneficial rain. And then, whilst it's raining, just take your hand out, your finger out, and say, Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. This is the latest bounty of my Rabb, my sustainer, my nourisher, my provider. Authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi. And when it rains and it stops, then say, Mutirna, bi fadlillahi wa rahmatihi, it rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And if there is too much rain, Allahumma hawalayna wa la alayna. O Almighty Allah, send the rain to other places and not upon us. Open Muslim Sharif, open Bukhari Sharif, open Mishkat Mustada Ahmad. You will find all these du'as that I mentioned there. So imagine before it rains, whilst it raining, after it rains, if there's too much rain, and if there's no rain, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Oh beloved Allah, send the rain upon us. So subhanallah, that is Islam, that every one of us must learn, present and propagate mahasinul Islam, the beauty of Islam. Ma lakum minhu sharab. So Almighty Allah sends this rain for your benefit. From it you drink. See how we drink the water. Imagine those places nowadays, South Africa, Africa, other parts of the world, when you have load shedding, you don't have water. So the people are in abject poverty. So we must remember what problems it is. So therefore, it is the best gift to give to people. When your father, mother, somebody passed away, and you have the means, and you really want to do something good, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an al-ma' water is the best. Fahafara bi'iran faqala hadhi li ummi Sa'ad. He took the well, he made the well, dug up the wall, borehole the well, and he dedicated to his beloved mother, open Mishkat Sharif. So for drinking, Allah gives you this water. وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ. And remember, from this water, you find the trees are growing. And فِيهِ تُسِيمُونَ. And from those trees, you are feeding yourself, you are feeding your animals, and so forth. So subhanallah, today you see they have Arbor Day. And they are planting trees in different countries. So Almighty Allah spoke about the benefit more than 1400 years ago. Thereafter, Almighty Allah states the rain came. Imagine, the rain is the same, but look at the kaleidoscope of the colors. You look at your grass, it is so green. You look at your roses, it is red. You look at your flowers, all a variety of colors. So all that Almighty Allah is reminding us. يُنْبِتُ لَكُمْ بِهِ الزَّرْعَى. He Almighty Allah lets it grow and develop for you. بِهِ through this rain. زَرْعَى. Your farms, your plantations, your gardens, all that as زَرْعَى. If you know the Arabic language, then you will know there's a word called الزَرْعَى وَالْضَرْعَى. زَرْعَى refers to your plantations, and الضَرْعَى refers to your cattle and to your agriculture and so forth. So that is the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language. Was Zaytuna, and through this rain, mashallah, your olive trees. When I went there right to the summit and the apex of Mount Sinai, Waturi Sinin, which Almighty Allah takes an oath on, Hadha min Fadli Rabbi. Imagine my wife, first time myself, my wife walked up a mountain so high, you know, and it was. So I asked the brother Suleiman day in Egypt. He told me, Sheikh, if you're not going to climb up today, you will never climb up in your life. I asked him why. He said, see, you came here and it's drizzling. It rains or drizzles twice a year only. And that's the best time to go. So we said we must go. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka shukru kullu. So if you know anything out of the olive trees, it just needs rain once a year, twice a year. And it is kathirul manafi. So much benefit in it. Quran Sharif speaks of it. Hadith Sharif speaks of it. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Kulu zayt waddahinu bihi. Eat the olives, apply the olive oil for where your aches and pains are. فَإِنَّهُ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. It is from a blessed tree. وَالنَّخِيلَ. And the dates. See Medina Munawwara, the best dates in the world. رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, supplicated to Allah, Ya Allah, give barakah and blessing to our dates, our trees, everything here in Medina Munawwara. وَالْأَعْنَابِ. And the vineyards, our beautiful Cape Town. Go there to Paarl, go to Stellenbosch, go visit there and see the vineyards. That's a different issue. They use it for their alcohol and so forth. So that obviously is haram and unlawful. Wa min kulli thamarat, and your all types of fruits. So that we see that we have, you must remember, our mangoes and our leeches, our watermelon, and a variety of fruits. Now you have your oranges, your nachos, and what. So all that, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِي يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Verily, in all this, there are signs for a people, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, who are wondering, pondering, and reflecting. In Islam, you need to be a critical thinker, to think the truth, not to think falsehood and loopholes and that, nay, that how we come nearer to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's mercy, how we imitate, emulate the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more and more. So that is what Islam is commanding us. Few announcements. Number one, today is the 13th of Zulhijjah, O Muslim. So South Africa, Southern Africa, Pakistan, Mauritius, many other countries where Eid was on Wednesday. So today is the 13th. So you will read your takbir at Tashriq, and that is after Fajr, after Zohar, after Asr, and then it's finished. You don't read takbir at Tashriq after that. So remember, three more salats are left for the takbir. Second one, yesterday, ulama from India and so forth, we received messages from them, from Konkan and so forth, that the floods and the rains are causing such devastation. They saying, ye to azabe hamare upar, that this is a punishment. So beg Almighty Allah, Allah have mercy on us, that what is, that area of Konkan and all that, if you know it, is 80-90% Muslim. So remember, these are trials and tests from Almighty Allah. If we are doing good, and if we are involved in vices and sins, then it is a punishment, chastisement. Therefore, beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, always for hifazat, protection, safety, security, and afia, safety, comfort. Allah protect us all.
Ustad, akika for the baby. Somebody says, I need to make akika for my baby's son. Instead of slaughtering two sheep, Ustad, can I give that amount of money out to Muslim poor people, or do we have to slaughter, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This question comes about even during Qurbani, and few people send the same question to me. Remember, Islam means, Islam is a masdar, a verbal noun. It means to surrender and submit lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and to Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the Supreme Being, and to the final and last messenger, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whenever there is a conflict between reason and revelation, between aqal and naql, then always a tarjihul in naql, then always we give preference to revelation. So we need to be very clear on that issue there. So whether it's aqiqah, Allah Jalla wa Ala bless you with a wonderful, handsome son, so two goats or two sheep, wonderful, beautiful, attractive daughter, so one goat or one sheep. Qurbani, same thing. Now Qurbani is finished now. Today only Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah allows Qurbani on the 13th. The Hanafis, the Malikis, Hanbali say the days of Qurbani are finished. So some people say, no, I'll just give out cash. It's haram to do that. Islam does not give us that liberty that we just use our own so-called intelligence, intellect, common sense, and don't do what Islam says, but we end up doing what we feel. So that is ittiba'i hawa, that is following our own whims, fancies and desires, and that is a recipe and prescription for the hellfire. So many verses, the Quran Sharif is replete with such verses.
Somebody says, Ya Ustad, that the weather forecast man said that the last time we had cold like this was 10 years ago. Is this true, Ustad?
Allah alone knows. You must remember the weather forecast and all that is this, that, the forecast. So many times they are wrong, sometimes they are right, and so forth and so on. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, La tasubbud dahar wa ana dahar. You must not curse and sway the weather. Why it's so cold? Why it's so hot? My party, my function, my walima, my nikah got spoiled and so forth. No, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His bounties. In Lata'iful Ma'arif, Ibn Rajab Hanbali has written a wonderful dua and is mentioned in the hadith, Ma ashadda barda hadhal yawm. How cold it is today. And last night when I heard the news, they said, yeah, by us it will be -2, -3, some places more than that as well. So nevertheless, how cold it is. Ma ashadda barda hadhal yawm. But the Muslim, the true Muslim, we must add the word, he doesn't only think about this world. The world is temporary. So he thinks about the year after. So we add with that the second line, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zamhariri jahannam. Oh Allah, Jalla wa Allah, I seek your protection from the cold, bitter cold, extreme cold conditions of jahannam. So it has extreme heat and extreme cold as well. So that is the dua one should read on a very, very cold day like today. So if you want reference, go open Lata'iful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab Hanbali. Wonderful, excellent book it is.
I see a brother says, yeah. So tell me, dear Mufti Saab, why must I sign the petition that was sent out yesterday by Darul Iman? Could you please elaborate, Ustad?
Jazakallahu khairan to the brother. We must remember three different issues here. Issue number one, they are a group of scholars, if you want to call them scholars. So remember, they tell the government and authorities that they are representing majority of the Muslims in South Africa, and we reject that totally. We say they are not rich, they are not representing us, nor are they representing majority of the Muslims. And we have so many other ulama. Wifaqul ulama is against them and opposes them. Jamiatul ulama Gauteng opposes them. And you must remember that we Markaz Sahaba oppose them. Darul Iman opposes them. And the best part, they say they're united. But let me give you one startling fact. Remember that the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal also opposes them on this issue, as the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal opposed them regarding the closing of the mosque and the masajid and so forth. So even among their own, you will find that there is so much problems and so forth. Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal were not even consulted when they made this application to the Constitutional Court. So all this you need to know, and you can contact the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal. I was in contact with them yesterday, and so many lawyers and so forth and so on. So that's point number one. We want to set the record straight. You must remember, Majlisul Ulama dead against them, Wifaqul Ulama against them, Jamiat Ulama Gauteng against them, Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal against their own organizations, sister organizations, on these issues, closing of the mosque and going as friends of the court on this application made. Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal is against them. So that's the first point. Second point, this is the same clique, we must remember, who I call scholars for dollars and corrupted scholars to the core. Remember that. And we have enough evidence of this. And we're going to release everything one by one. So you must remember that these corrupted scholars, scholars for dollars they are. So remember again, they're going in as the people who are the friends of the court. So you must remember for what? They say no to recognize the Muslim marriages bill and Muslim marriages and so forth and so forth. Technically, they have different names. I'm just making it easy for you in simple English so you can understand what the whole dispute is. So that's the second point. The third point is this. Why do we oppose it? So we oppose it Because I perform Mawlana Arafat's nikah, for example. I perform Mawlana Brother Junaid's nikah, for example. Mawlana Qasim, my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, perform my nikah. So alhamdulillah, we are happy with that. You must remember that. So whether government recognizes or not, we're not concerned about that. You must remember that. Because if you say government must recognize it, then it brings about all the consequences with it. I just mentioned two to you because we got so many questions. So it means that according to the constitution of South Africa, and that is what's going to happen, because the constitution will be supreme and it will override the Sharia, Allah forbid. The Sharia will be diluted and polluted if this is bill is passed in its current format. So how the husband exclusively has the right of talaq and divorce, so remember that the wife will also have the right. Do you see? This is sending people towards irtidad. You're sending people to become murtad and out of the fold of Islam. Number two is a person, see, South African law, that if a person, Allah forbid, he wants to commit fornication, adultery, so he don't need anybody's permission. It's two consenting adults, that is their democracy and so-called human rights. But according to this, if you want to take a second wife, third wife, then you need to take permission from authorities and so forth. So you need to understand, it's compulsory upon you as a Muslim to safeguard the Sharia, what we have here. But these scholars for dollars, these hypocrites actually. So you must remember, I pose one question. People who go to court, unprecedented in human history, from Adam alayhi salam's time till today, till last year Ramadan, it never happened that Maulvis, Imams, Sheikhs, all of them, so Allah hates them so much that they committed such a vile, heinous crime. And therefore Allah says, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيٌ وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is humiliation upon humiliation upon humiliation, if you understand Arabic. And you must remember, for them is a grievous punishment in the year after. And all those who support them, remember, you will be included in that. Surah 2, verse 114. Therefore is wajib, compulsory upon you, that you must sign the petition of Wifaqul Ulama, Darul Iman, whatever Majlisul Ulama will send out. So you need to understand, because time is of the essence. On the 5th of August, this matter will be going to the Concord, to the Constitutional Court. So you don't have much time. You can see today is already the 24th of July, and we're speaking about the 5th of August, so plus minus 10, 11 days. So therefore, you need to act immediately, O Muslim. As far as this clique goes, they are worse than Dajjal. They are worse than Dajjal. Did I say so? Nay. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that worse fitnas will come. And the one fitna is fitnatul Masih Dajjal, the biggest deceiver. And worse than Dajjal, authentic Sahih hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith reported by Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala and is a Imam Udilleen, those imams, those scholars for dollars, those scholars who are corrupted to the core, that they are corrupted, astray, deviant, and they lead the ummah astray. If this goes through, and remember that a woman goes to court, she divorces her husband, and then you must remember she marries somebody else, the husband did not give divorce, she'll be living in sin. Who's responsible for all this? So you need to understand the ramifications. It's not my issue, it's not your issue, it's the ummah's issue. Christians are not going for recognition, Jews are not going for recognition, the Hindus are not going for recognition, but our corrupted, to call them our is a disgrace also. These corrupted people, you must remember, we need to expose whole lot of them. That is compulsory. Therefore, I told you long time ago, it's haram for you to give them money. Lillah, zakat, sadaqah is not permissible according to us to read salat behind the shaitans.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Subhanallah. I see everybody wants the podcast. Ustad, the brother in Lanesia says, then why don't you release all your evidence, AK, and see how we will answer you. Release your evidence. The people want to see how true your words are.
Ustaz. Yes, we release the evidence. You can't answer anything. Why did you go to court to close the masjid? Answer number one. Why you don't apologize? That's our question number one. You answer that, then we'll come to others.
Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Alex, Ustaz. He says, the respected sir, good morning. I respect your culture, but I want to know why you do circumcision for baby boys. Is this not an ancient belief? Alex, Ustaz?
You must remember, my brother Alex, I don't know which religion you belong to, but nevertheless, we Muslims, we will definitely continue doing circumcision. If you study the Jewish faith, they also do circumcision. And remember, circumcision was started by Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. And the Quran Kareem teaches us, فَاتَّبِئُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. So you must remember, Allah Ta'ala is commanding you that you must follow the religion of Abraham, peace be upon him. You see, Alex, on Wednesday we sacrificed the goat, the sheep, the cow. So that also was done by Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. So that is what we are doing, that we follow the culture of Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. And he was the first person to get circumcised, and we follow that, remember, system, because Almighty Allah has commanded us that you must follow the culture of Abraham, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is mentioned, remember, in the Quran Sharif, in various places, that we must follow Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Abraham. So it's not an ancient custom or a pagan custom. It is a religious duty as far as we Muslims are. And I told you, it's not only Muslims, but even the Jews do that.
Somebody wants to know here, Ustad. It says that, good morning, sir. You guys pray on Fridays and we pray on Sundays. And we pray to the same God. So what is the difference between your prayer and ours? It's just at different days, Ustad.
Remember, we need to rephrase the question. We pray every day. When I finish here, I'm going to pray. We pray 5 times a day, my brother, not only on Fridays. Friday is the weekly prayer, the big assembly congregation. But every day we pray 5 times a day. And you only pray on a Sunday. So that's a huge difference already. Number one is we pray to the one and only Creator, one and alone. And you say you pray to who? To the Trinity. You say God, then you say the Son of God, then you say the Holy Ghost and all that. So if Jesus is Son of God and God Himself, divinity in the form of humanity, so I'm posing 2-3 questions to you, my brother, that, Alex, that why do you say that Son of God? So it means He was born. So before His birth, He was no God, it means. When He was crucified, according to you, the Christians, so God being crucified, He couldn't help Himself. How is He going to help others and run the world and universe? So these, and then you say He died. And He was buried there in the Holy Sepulchre. All these places we visited, my brother. So therefore, you have Christmas and you have Easter. So think about that properly. So how can you say we're worshipping the same God? We say Jesus is the mighty prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah. But God Almighty is one and alone. He has no partners, no sons, no children, no parents, nothing like that. So therefore, you need to be clear. What you are doing is polytheism and shirk, and is an insult to God Almighty Allah, that you say He has a son who was born and he died and so forth. All that we reject, you must remember, when you say that He was crucified and He is the Son of God and so forth. So therefore, we don't accept that, my brother. We invite you to the true teaching and of monotheism, and that is Islam only. So don't forget your takbir today after Fajr, after Zohar, and after Asr. Make dua for the Muslims of India and Ameen. All of humanity, Palestine, Syria, everyone else. Inshallah, tomorrow between 2 and 4, the Q&A will continue with Hafiz Wadi. And please sign the petition. Stand up for the Ummah. Stand up for truth. Don't curry favor with the scholars for dollars and the corrupted scholars. May Almighty Allah protect us from Iblis and the agents of Iblis, Dajjal, and those people who are worse than Dajjal. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.